listening to the Hagmann Report. It is just this kind of chilly day in September, September 6, 2017. And the reason I marked this date, we're looking at a hurricane, actually two hurricanes.
Three
hurricanes.
I believe the one in the Gulf.
It is a tropical storm. Yeah, right.
It's a tropical storm now.
What's going on with that real quickly? Because we need to really address that. And I talked to Ted Brewer, who's inland in Florida. The whole state's under a state of emergency.
Yeah, we had Alan Riggs on the Daily Show, the Hagmann Daily Show today. He is in the path of the storm, and he was contemplating evacuating today. And folks, all you need to do is just look on the front of Drudge. And again, we had Stan Dale on last night. He pointed out a great site, spaghettimodels.com. It's a great way to track the storm and a number of models. But as you see here on Drudge, there is a lot of headlines about the storm. The size of the storm actually is just as big across as up as long as vertical as Florida is. And the question now is, where is this going to make its northward turn? Is it going to be west of Florida? Is it going to be east of Florida? Is it going to go right up the central of Florida? And this is what the big question is.
How many of us remember Hurricane Camille back in 1969, 190-mile-an-hour sustained winds, Hurricane Camille 69?
That was one of the only Category 5s that hit landfall on the U.S. mainland as a Category 5. And we're seeing still sustained winds of 185 miles per hour. Major damage in the Caribbean islands. They say the eye of Irma here is the size of the Detroit metro area. That's pretty big.
Man, that's indeed. And our prayers are with those folks, those listeners. And even if you don't listen, I mean, our prayers are with everyone in the path of this monster, regardless. If this doesn't awaken people to current events, and there's a correlation there, then I don't know what will. Before we get to our guest, by the way, we have an incredible two segments coming up with you know them as Jim and Angie, but more as we upon bringing them on. Let me ask you a question, folks. Do you like steak? Do you like to give and receive gifts of food? You can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks Business Package. Let me tell you, it's the perfect business gift. If you're looking for that special gift for a colleague, a client, man, look no further than Omaha Steaks. I personally have sent one to myself to see what it was like. And upon getting it, I'm going to tell you something. I was a happy camper. And I've sent this gift as well as a thank you. And I've gotten rave reviews from the recipient. You know, Omaha Steaks Business Gifts, they've got a huge variety from premium steaks to skillet meals. There's no shopping. They handle the delivery. It's personalized one-on-one service. I give this my 100% personal endorsement. Their gourmet food gifts appeal to everyone, folks, from a trusted brand known for quality. Everything is simple and quick to, when you place larger orders, they cannot make it any more simple than they already have. All gifts are 100% guaranteed. Right now, you can experience for yourself what makes these business gifts so unique with an offer exclusive to the Hagmann family of listeners. Now listen to this. You order the perfect business gift to try the Omaha Steaks gift experience for yourself, or send it as a gift. It's my recommendation. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. The perfect business gift includes the following items. Just to give you an idea. 4 extremely delicious 5-ounce bacon-wrapped tri-tip steaks. 4 4-ounce Omaha steak burgers. 4 3-ounce gourmet franks. 2 4-ounce boneless pork chops. 4 3-ounce kielbasa sausages. Plus, listen to this. Yes, 4 caramel apple tartlets. I could eat those. I could eat all 4 myself at one sitting. They're so good. I recommend that you share, though. And it's all free shipping. So just for our listeners, this exclusive package is only $59.99. You can't even do that well in the grocery store with what I mentioned. Go to omahasteaks.com, type HH in the search bar, and choose the perfect business gift. Again, visit omahasteaks.com and enter code HH in the search bar to send or experience this exclusive gift package for our listeners for only $59.99. and it's fantastic, guaranteed to please. Now, when I say the phrase "victoris libertas," what do you think of? What comes to mind? Except maybe second year Latin or third year Latin. Hmm? Freedom to live, perhaps, or just freedom, truth, liberty, freedom. Jim and Angie, our husband and wife team, they're
bloggers, investigative reporters, and much
yep.
more.
VictorisLibertas.com is the website, and their program. I just watched a show of theirs. I think it was over the weekend. It was fantastic. In fact, they had Robert David Steele and Cynthia McKinney on. It was a very interesting broadcast. So, with that, do we have them ready? Oh, okay, good. Eric the Tech just gave me a thumbs up. Jim and Angie, welcome to the Hagman Report.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, boy, you guys look good. Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We're really excited. You're our first one that interviews us.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm so nervous. We haven't been interviewed yet. We just do all the interviewing, so you have me at a disadvantage.
Well, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to consider this not an interview, but an interrogation. So we're going to turn the lights on you.
No, really, it's great to be on. Thank you.
Well, you know what? You guys are doing such great work. The obvious question, and when I went through your library, but how'd you get started in doing what you're doing? I think this is just a fantastic, what you're doing is fantastic, and you guys are good at it. That's the thing. But how'd you get started?
You know, Angie and I have always been into the truth and wanting to get to the truth, and we don't like evil and corruption. So we've always been into that. Little bit on the conspiracy side as well, but it's not conspiracy. That's a fact, is it? Anyway, last year, 2016, around May, I had it in me. I ponied up $67 for a microphone and got a YouTube channel. I had a YouTube channel already, but I used that YouTube channel and did my first video. Ask me what it is, and I don't remember, to be honest with you, but that's how we started. We started our, Angie, hooked us up with a website, Victoris Libertas as well, and she runs that. And that's how we got started, just really wanting to get to the truth. And
well, you guys do a fantastic job. I've got to tell you, you guys are, there's great chemistry between you two, obviously. But you bring out the best in your guests. I really like how you do what you do. And I'm not just saying that. I only have a limited amount of time, so does Joe, and we all do, to watch various shows and programs, podcasts, and what have you. And we've seen yours, and we really like what we see. But by the way, what exactly does, Victoris Libertas mean? Is it freedom to live, or?
Yes. You got it.
Yes.
Okay. That's exactly it.
That's it.
All right. Well, see, that Latin 40 years ago paid off. And Angie, that was your idea for the name of the website?
Actually, he's the one that named it. I didn't have any idea what it meant when we first got started.
Okay.
You know, I'll tell you what happened was it was really all me in the beginning. I have to admit it. But then I started looking at my wife and saying, look how beautiful she is. We have to get her involved. And we've exploded ever since she's been on the channel.
That's not really true.
No, you know what? I'm serious. I would, you look, you're a good looking couple. So, it's fantastic, but it's really great to see the husband and wife team working together and really pushing forward.
Yeah, it really makes us unique. There may be a couple of other husband and wife teams, but not a lot of teams in general. And then put a husband and wife team, and we're both really critical thinkers, and we project well off of each other, and my weaknesses are his strengths, and maybe some guests that I don't really mesh with so much he does, and vice versa. So really it seems to be working.
What I want to know is, Jim, how'd you get so lucky?
I don't know.
You know,
to be honest with you, to all the guys out there, just try.
There you go.
I mean, the worst that could happen is they say no, right?
There you go. Yeah, and I look
at my personality.
I love it. I mean, I look at my wife, and she really married down. I mean, to me, you know, I look at her and I say, I don't know how I got so lucky, but there you have it. So, here we are, here you are. You have a show. Now, tell us about your show, your program, when it airs, and where people can find it, because I think people really should tune in and really get it, and the archives and such. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'll start out by saying that almost on a daily basis, I'll do news reporting. So most of the stuff that we do now is not live, right?
The interviews are not live.
Right.
They're recorded and edited and then played back.
So I'll do two or three reports a day on different topics. I mean, I'll go from Pizzagate, Pettigate, to the weather. I did some report on the hurricanes going on. By the way, devastating. Irma, Category 5. They clocked winds at 200 miles an hour, the strongest storm ever in the Atlantic, ever recorded.
That's amazing. And I remember back in 69, I remember Hurricane Camille in the Gulf Coast, which you guys, I'm sure you don't remember that, but... That makes
we're
me old.
We look.
Yeah. We just wear heavy makeup.
He does.
Yeah, I wear it. I'll admit it. I'll put the heavy makeup on that one.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? When you get the lipstick, Jim, I'm going to have to draw the line. But
believe me, that's not happening.
However, back to your broadcasts and such, they can be found via your website, correct? Is that right?
Go ahead.
The website is www.victoriouslibertas, and I do articles up there. I'm the editor and primarily keep up with the website. The channel, whenever he does articles and stuff on there, he takes care of that, and then we do the interviews together. And the YouTube channel, I don't know it off the top of my head because we don't have the
Yeah, if you just do a search on Victorious Libertas, we're there.
Okay. All right. And we actually have it linked in the program description for tonight. So you're good. But you know, all right. Now let's talk, if you don't mind, let's talk about some, meat and potatoes here of certain things that you've covered. You know what? Why don't we do this? Because I really want to get, I want to get into, your findings on what people commonly call Pizzagate. Because I've commented, a lot on this, and then I've done a lot of investigation on this. It's really larger than that. It's Pedogate, and you know it's a horrific, horrendous, unbelievably twisted arena to even dip your toe into. But I want to get to that. But let me pull back that question and just ask you: what do you think is the most important issue? Because you cover an array of issues, like we do. What's the most important on your radar right now?
Child sexual assault, anything that has to do with children being abused.
Okay. Yeah, and
it's the most important thing. I think Angie probably feels the same way.
I do feel the same way, but I kind of feel like just government corruption as a whole goes hand in hand with that as well. It actually ends up being kind of global.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Okay.
True.
You know, and Joe and I were talking before the show, and John Robertson, our producer, and even Eric, the tech here, had a few things, and I think we would agree with you. The swamp, as it's known, is probably the big thing, the corruption of government. That includes, of course, the human sex trafficking, child pornography, child abuse, and such. I think that's a subset of the corruption. Yeah. So, all right. Now, stemming from that, how do you think Donald Trump is handling things? We had James Simpson on from the American Thinker, the first segment. We were talking about H.R. McMaster and the swamp that Trump is in. What do you think about, you know, Donald Trump and his fight against the establishment, Republicans, establishment, corrupted, you know, this mess. I mean, what do you think about that? How's he doing?
Yeah, you put me in a very difficult spot, right, to be honest with you.
It's pretty great.
And I'll tell you why. It's because most of our subscribers are Trump supporters. I'd say most of them are. And I'm a Trump supporter.
I am too. By the way, look, we all are here.
Yeah.
It's not just Donald Trump. It's the movement, isn't it? Because you represent that freedom movement.
Absolutely. And that's what Trump was, you know, drained the swamp. Unrig. He talked about unrigging the system.
Yeah.
And so that's what I want to see. I was a little disenchanted when I started seeing him surround himself with, globalist type people, money type people. I don't hear from Ben Carson that much anymore. I wonder what's going on with that. I wonder, why Bannon didn't work out, because I thought he was he was for us, and he actually, Bannon and Breitbart helped Trump get in there a lot more than people think.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. So, if he would go forward, and he got in there really strong, he went in really strong, and in the first week, he really did a lot that he said he was going to do, and he fulfilled a lot of those promises, and then kind of started screeching to a halt. And, look, I just have to say, we got on there and did not like the hypocrisy of Hillary Clinton. And we wanted anything but her in there. We fought really hard to help get Trump in the office. We feel like we did quite a bit to help support him. But we feel like we would be hypocrites if we weren't still critical thinkers while he's in there. So a lot of our viewers will really get down on us when we say the slightest little critical thing about him. But, if we just let him go and do whatever he's going to do and not fulfill his promises, we're not any better than the people who are just blindly supporting Hillary.
So we just have to call it the way we see it. And, there are certain things that we don't like. As I just said, I don't like him surrounding himself with some of the people that he surrounded himself with. With that said, he's got a real chance to do some work here and to drain the swamp. He needs to drain the swamp, though. It's really important that he fulfills the promises that he made to the people.
Amen. And I agree totally with you about that. And I said that during the first segment, and I know that people are joining us now that weren't with us during the first segment. In 1978, my boss at that time gave me a plaque that said, and I'm serious about this, it said, it's hard to remember that your initial objective was to drain the swamp when you're up to your butt in alligators. I substituted the word butt, but I think that's kind of where Donald Trump is. Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, we haven't really been in his boots. And so we haven't been in the White House, and we don't know how much his hands are tied. I mean, really, honestly, the president's really just a puppet, and I don't know how much leeway he actually has.
So make sure you have to ask the question that what is the solution? Because if you have somebody as tough as Trump is, because he's tough as nails, and you get it and you get in there, and he's having this difficult of a time, what are we to do? The American people, what are we to do? How can we support it? How can we support Mr. Trump drain the swamp when he's surrounded by a bunch of globalist rhinos?
That's a great question.
That is a great question. And it's easy for the three or four of us, as it is right now, Joe and I, and you and Angie, to talk about these issues. But what can we do as part of the honest media? So that was one of our listeners describing the independent media. What can we do? What should we be doing? What can we be doing to help advance his agenda besides just exposing what we can and talking about it? And I think that we have, don't we have to be active a little bit more? And if so, how? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, one way to be active is what we're doing, you and I.
Right.
Another way to be active, as far as I'm concerned, is 2018. If drain the swamp when you go to the voting booth, get them out of there. Just get these people out of there that aren't doing what they said that they were going to do.
You know, we have interviewed a lot of people that are not your traditional politicians. We interviewed Cash Jackson, and we have several others out there on our list who are not your typical politicians, and they are really going against the grain. And I have faith and just hope that if we can get some people like that in there, it's really going to rock the boat. If we get enough in there, maybe that can make a difference.
Yeah, you know, and when Steele and McKinney say that we need to get rid of the two-party system, we need to get rid of the two-party system.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, Republicans, Democrats, it's all the same. They're in bed together. You see them on C-SPAN. They got their arms around each other. You would never know that they're Republican Democrats. They just look like they're buddies.
Yeah.
It is a further tool of division, and that's part of the reason why it was set up that way.
Right.
When we say drain the swamp, and I agree with the 2018 elections upcoming that if Congress if they do not deliver or show that they are able to work to further Trump's agenda, that they should be removed. But that only goes so far. What do we do about the unelected influences that make up the swamp, from business to the influence inside politics, that are unelected yet wield so much power over our American system of politics?
The deep state. First, people have to be aware of the deep state. We have to find, we have to call them out. People like George Soros, who funds these riots that we see, and Antifa. And the division that we've been seeing, you're absolutely right. We need to address that. And it's a good question, because I've been asking that too. And, in numbers come solutions. So I throw that out to our listeners, because, we don't have all the answers, the four of us. We need help.
Amen to that.
It is a good question. And, I ask myself, a lot of times, has it gone too far, and is it too deep? Is the only thing that's going to save this a civil war, by the citizens? I don't know what that answer is, but it sure goes deep.
There is, let me put my tinfoil hat on right now. There is a concerted effort to divide this country in every way that you can divide a country. Man, woman, male, female, straight, gay, black, white, Christian, Jew. I mean, you name it. Republican, Democrat. And you have to ask yourself, why are they doing that? They, who are they? The elite, the globalists, the deep state. Why would they want to divide this country and weaken this country? When you come to that answer, then we can talk.
You've done an amazing job. Our guests are Jim and Angie. They've got a website and a channel, victorislibertas.com. In fact, look on the screen, folks. There is the website. And of course, I've got their YouTube channel up, here on my computer. They do a fantastic job together as a husband and wife team of exposing the rot, the corruption. And they do exactly what we're all attempting to do, and that's bring you, the viewer, the listener. And I want to thank, by the way, I want to thank everyone listening on Global Star Radio Network. Thank you so very much for tuning in, as well as BTR, and of course on YouTube. Thank you so very much, all of you, and for your support of people, for us, and people like us, and like Jim and Angie, because without them, without us together, we may not make it. And it's that serious. And I just have a lot of respect for this couple that you see up on the screen. If you're watching this on YouTube, I've got a lot of respect for them. They're doing great work. They're moving mountains, actually. And they're changing the hearts and minds of people through their broadcasts and through their interviews. And I know Jim does some news segments and such. Angie takes care of posts, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you post articles on the website. Angie is what you said, right? Okay. And the combined effort there serves to educate all of us, and we want to thank you for that. We're up against the network break, bottom of the hour network break. Again, Jim and Angie from Victorious Libertas, excuse me. Almost choked on my coffee there. Again, they're just a tremendous couple. I want you to subscribe to their YouTube channel. By the way, are you on social networking, Twitter, Facebook, anything like that?
Yeah, we're on all of it. Yeah, I mean, just Victorious Libertas. Just okay. Google it. I'd rather you not Google it. Do something else.
We, you know what? We got to talk. We got to have. We must altogether stop using Google as a verb, in my view. But folks, we're up against the network break. You're listening to the Hagmann Report as Hurricane Irma threatens, of course, the eastern, southeastern part of the United States. Already, it did hit. Did the outer side hit Puerto Rico?
It is making landfall in Puerto Rico now.
All right.
Yeah, and folks, you can go to, again, what Stan Dale pointed out yesterday, the spaghettimodels.com is a good site. You can go to the Weather Channel. Drudge has a lot up there now. And I guess, the biggest question is, as it hits the islands, as it hits Puerto Rico, as it approaches, you know, the Virgin Islands, where is it going to make this hook? Is it going to be on the east side or west side of Florida, or is it going to go right up the middle? There is some interesting historical examples. I think it's called Herbert's Box. If a hurricane is in one of two boxes in the south and east and west of Florida, it usually takes one of two tracks. This one says it will take an easterly track, but it's still, you know, 3, 4, 5 days out, so we don't know yet. But we will be right back after this
network break.
Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmannReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you could possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. It is... It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Eric's...
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report family, MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow, it's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Caring Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We are offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Armies kit. It contains 12 homeopathic armies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Armies kit at www.changelessandwoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagmann and Hagmann Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Welcome back to this edition of the Hagman Report. We've got two very special people, Jim and Angie, otherwise known throughout the internet honest media community as Victoris Libertas. And if you know your Latin, of course, freedom to live. And isn't that what we all need, is freedom to live? They've got a very popular YouTube channel. I would urge everyone to subscribe to their YouTube channel, bookmark their website, as well as follow them on social media. They're fantastic people. They bring some very important guests to talk about some very important topics. And we're so honored to have them with us. They're just a great couple. And I was saying during the break, now I'm going to toss it to you, Joe, and then I'm going to bring them back. But saying during the break that we have multiple pages of emails of people who have stopped by to visit your channel and visit their channel, and they want to know more about your findings about the Pedigate issue. So we're gonna visit that in during this segment. And to be sure, based on just audience listener and viewer reception alone, I have a feeling they're gonna be coming back. Boy, I'll tell you something, people love them, and in fact, we've got some people who said, yeah, we found them here recently and just love their show. So, Joe, I know that you've got an issue, or not an issue, but something. Now, Alan Riggs with Greenovative. Folks, yeah, if you haven't done so, visit greenovative.com. Go ahead.
Alan Riggs was on our show today, and there's a few things that you need to know. First, he is the owner and founder of greenovative.com. He makes these awesome battery, rechargeable batteries, where you can recharge hundreds of batteries with their GMAG power cells. And Alan was on our show today, the Hagman Daily Show, and he talked about a few things. One, he is in Florida looking, wondering whether he should evacuate or not, but he is putting together an opportunity, and I'm updating the show page for today, and at the very bottom there's a link here to a GoFundMe page. Alan has put together these packs, and if you go to his website, greenovative.com, or on our show page for today, for the show write-up, there's a link that's going to be at the bottom of the page here in just a few minutes after I get done talking. It's a GoFundMe, Emergency Power for Harvey Victims. He's put together a package where people can donate, and what he's doing is he's handing out these packages for people to be able to get power, for battery power, for people who have been victims of Hurricane Harvey, as well as he's already anticipating and putting together packs for this latest hurricane.
And this is all audited, by the way, folks. The money does go directly toward these,
yep,
packs, and these packs go directly to the victims. We know this, and we support this 100%.
Yeah, and also, for our listeners, Greenovative is offering a 15% discount on their products at greenovative.com. So folks, visit greenovative.com. If you have any questions, send Alan Riggs an email, give him a call. His number's listed on the website. And again, if you can help out on the GoFundMe page, the link will be at the bottom of the show page, the show description page on our website, and I'll throw it in the show descriptions on YouTube and Blog Talk as well. But make sure, if you can do that, to do that, because you don't know how many people it can help in a time like this.
Amen.
So that's greenovative.com.
Even as he's contemplating leaving himself, he's,
yeah,
thinking of others. And that brings us back to our guests, Jim and Angie from Victoris Libertas, just a tremendously popular YouTube channel, and their interviews are second to none. So they're good people, and we hope to have them on again. Now, they're staying with us, of course, to the top of the hour. And listening to our listeners and viewers, Jim, Angie, the questions at hand, one of the big issues, and I know that you both investigated this aspect as we have and still are, the issue of Pedigate, the bigger issue of Pedigate, and I was on InfoWars talking with Alex Jones initially after the initial spate of emails exposed Marina Abramovic as well as John and Tony Podesta, and when the entirety of the language came up. Let's start easy. What are your findings from that, or what were your initial findings based on, well, the initial reports of Pizzagate, if you will?
I felt that there was something. I feel that there's something there. Now, Pizzagate is a smaller, is a microcosm of a very much larger issue, and that's Pedogate or child trafficking throughout globally. But when we looked into Pizzagate and we did investigating, and I did a lot, there is definitely teeth in what's going on in Washington. Just some of the verbiage is just so damning, it's not even funny. Then the other damning thing that happened was that Ben Swan, who was an investigative reporter and a reporter for CBS 46, I believe, out of Atlanta, was the first mainstream media person to go out and do a small 5-minute investigative report on Pizzagate, which was amazing. I was like, oh my God, mainstream media is covering this. And he did what I would call Pizzagate 101. He did a great job of just, you know, boom, 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 all facts. No conjecture, just facts. And for your listeners and your viewers that have not, don't know Ben, just do Ben Swan Pizzagate, do a YouTube search on it, and watch it. If you want to know a little more about Pizzagate, please watch that video. Well, after Ben did that report, he went dark for about 2 or 3 weeks. They pulled him.
Yeah, I think the report stayed up less than 24 hours.
Yeah, the video, I believe the video came down. His social media came down, and he didn't, it was like he was put in a timeout for a little while.
It seemed that way, and he did a compendium, as you said, kind of a Pizzagate 101. He did a compendium of the Pizzagate issue. And one thing I found amazing when I first began looking into this is the overlap between the sexting, if you will, by Anthony Weiner, the emails on the laptops and the desktop of Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner, and how the WikiLeaks played into all of this, and of course the involvement, ostensible involvement of Hillary Clinton, along with the Podestas and the campaign manager, the incestuous relationships, all of this combined. I mean, this is, you start tugging at one string, man, the whole thing is.
That's right.
It's incredible.
It's all overwhelmed.
It's hot. It's huge. It's big. It's up there. I mean, it doesn't get any further up there. You know, I mean, Obama had people, strange people come visits. I did a video on some strange visitors that were going to Obama's, to the White House at
right.
midnight and parties and things like that that were going on over there.
Mm-hmm. He really upset one of the guys that was implicated there.
Oh, do tell.
I can't remember his name, but I found out that it was this very popular YouTube guy. He dressed like a girl, and he was one of the him and who James Alefantis.
And he was a producer
and a photographer. Went to the White House to visit President Obama. And I'm saying to myself, this guy, he's a popular YouTuber, but why is he going there? You know, and also he had done I know at least one gay porn movies.
Wow. Okay.
And he had the actual documents where they signed into the White House, but they didn't sign out. Like, they signed in at 10 p.m. for a tour. And all Jim did is present the facts, and he showed the reports.
Right, the facts.
And, he got very, very upset and said that he was asking YouTube to pull down the video, but YouTube didn't, amazingly.
So, this is not tinfoil hat stuff. Fact. This gentleman did a porno movie. It was a gay porno movie. Fact. He was at the White House with James Alefantis. These are facts.
Wow.
And he didn't sign out of the White House, and so he did a YouTube against Jim and said, he said this and this and this, but we were just taking a tour, and it was just late, and so we didn't. And I was like, I didn't know you could do 10 p.m. tours in the White House. But.
And I said, why you, too? What makes you so special? But
that's a good question.
That was just one of the odd things that was happening during this whole crazy election time, crazy WikiLeaks emails and Podesta. And by the way, Tony Podesta with his artwork, unbelievable, just satanic and child abuse artwork. You call that artwork with little kids on their knees with their hands taped behind their back and blindfold and their mouths covered.
Yes, yes.
Is that artwork?
No. It's I've seen better crime scenes. Okay, it makes you just no. It's a sorry excuse for artwork, indeed. How in your research and you're talking with people, how involved do you believe, not just Obama, but specifically Hillary Clinton, how involved do you think Hillary Clinton is involved with this subculture of corruption and of twisted whatever this is, toxic stuff?
To my core, the global Clinton Global Initiative, that whole thing, I believe that they definitely are involved. This is my opinion. I think that they were right up there involved in child trafficking. I really do.
100% all the way in.
And I believe the whole, their whole initiative down in Haiti was part of that. I mean, if you go talk to the Haiti people, and I've seen interviews of the Haiti people, they can't stand the Clintons because they were given billions of dollars, the Clintons were given billions of dollars to help Haiti out after the hurricane.
Right.
They gave them very little money to rebuild the infrastructure in Haiti.
I don't think it still has been rebuilt.
It's not rebuilt. It's not. It's still a shambles. And the people of Haiti, rightly so, are very, very upset that their infrastructure was never rebuilt. It went where it was promised to be rebuilt. So, what can you say about the Clintons? They've been around for so long, and
still not going away. What's the name of her book that you started to see her pop up on the media again? Who matters or why it matters?
Or what happened?
What happened?
What happened?
But she just won't go away. I don't know what the fascination with her is. I don't know why anybody wants to hear anything she has to say anymore. I don't know that anybody really does. But one thing that's interesting that you guys mentioned earlier in the interview is the hypocrisy from Clinton. And one thing that we're seeing now is that the media is trying to spin the narrative that during the election that Clinton received all this negative media coverage compared to the positive coverage that Trump received.
Wow.
And just these, I don't know. I don't understand how they get away with just this open lying, just so far from the truth what they're saying, and people, some people, even if it's just one or two, that believe it, and they get away with this just constant lying and this hypocrisy. I mean, could you imagine where we'd be today as a nation if Hillary Clinton was president?
We would not be able to speak with you, probably.
I mean, we have it on good authority that CNN was part of their campaign.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
They said it from their own mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it was in the WikiLeaks. I mean, they were all in collusion, and not even just CNN, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
There was actually come out that some alternative media, I think the Young Turks received $20 million from her campaign. It was reported.
Allegedly. Well, let's say it together. Allegedly.
Okay. And there were other, in the WikiLeaks, there were examples where if the interviewer wasn't going to be favorable to Hillary Clinton or didn't have a prearranged set of questions that they agreed to ask her, that she would not go on these shows. And it was very controlled, very manipulated.
Yeah.
And it's just, but you know, you say, well, if Hillary was elected, you know, we wouldn't be talking to you today. And we look at what happened, Donald Trump's elected, and we still see this overbearing censorship from Google and YouTube. And
yeah, how are you guys surviving that? Are you noticing this?
not good. No, it hit us hard.
Yeah, they hit us hard. 90% of our ad revenue has been stripped from us literally overnight.
Yep.
You know, so we tell people if they want to support us, you know, we have a Patreon account, or they could PayPal support us. But, you know, it was devastating. It really was.
We're having to be really creative. You know, some people who come on and they want to sell certain products or talk about a new venture that they're starting, they will barter with us or offer us a percentage of however many people we can send over. And we're just having to be really creative, you know.
I think a lot of them. That's good. I mean, we, and you know what, we in the honest media have to stick together. I really believe that. We have to support you, and you know, you've got to support others. We're all in this together. And because if we get shut down, who's going to speak for anyone, and who's going to act on our behalf? No one. It's 911 ain't coming.
No. Yeah. You know, you guys and us and the other truth channels out there, we're leading this truth movement civil war that's going on right now. And that is what I call it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I say a lot of people say, and I've heard this a lot, is, you know what, cut your cable. I haven't had cable in about, 6, 7, 8 years. I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't had cable for a long time. Cut your cable and help out the people that you listen to, truthers that you listen to and enjoy every day.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned, Angie, you said civil war, not in the context of what I'm about to ask, but I maintain that the United States is in a cold. I think we're in a cold civil war. And Joe and I were talking about this earlier. The ideological divisions, the divisions along racial lines, ideological lines, the civil unrest we're seeing today. What are your thoughts on that, what we're seeing, even in spite of all of the devastation with the hurricanes and the threat of hurricanes? We're still seeing this, although the title of our program is, you know, America Coming Together, we're seeing a civil war in my view. What are your thoughts?
I see it too, and I think it's contrived. I mean, I actually think it is a planned thing. Yeah, are there Black Panthers? Sure, there are. White Knights or whatever? What do you call them? The
Knights Templar? I'm
talking about white supremacists. Yeah, are there white supremacists? Yes, you got Antifa. Yes, but then you have the mainstream media complains about all of this racism, but then they go and put their cameras on it and cover it 24/7. If you stop putting gasoline on the fire is going to go out eventually.
Yeah, we have some of the people that we hold dearest to our hearts are, you know, such a broad spectrum of right, left, black, white, gays, you know, whatever. We don't care. If you know, if you're awake enough to know it's us against the few, then we got something in common and we can start there.
Yeah.
I think that's really important.
I do too. And I think that there is racism, but I don't think it's as bad as what people think. I see a lot of paid actors, these Soros funded, demonstrations. And they've actually proven that some of these people, a lot of these people are paid to protest.
And you know, we are in Texas. We were not affected by the actual hurricane, but we're close. And what we're seeing in Texas is just, neighbor helping neighbor and people coming from the other end of Texas down to help the flood victims. And that's very, you know, wonderful to see too.
Yeah, let me ask you guys, this one thing about the media is that you know, with Hurricane Harvey, that was a very unique storm, and rightfully so, it got a lot of hype the way it stalled out over Texas there. And it seemed like, you know, after, you know, the 5-6 days of rain and the peak flooding, then the media just went away and stopped covering it. What are some of the things that, that you've seen in Texas that maybe the rest of the country hasn't heard about? I know that they've updated the death toll to somewhere around 63. Is there still a lot of water in the streets, in some areas in and around Houston? What's going on, down there?
Well, I mean, we're about 4 or 5 hours from Houston, so we're not sure about how the flooding is going, but I hear that it is slowly receding. Houston is not going to be right for months, and perhaps years. This is, the most costliest flood disaster, I believe, in U.S. history. It's going into the billions of dollars. So I think that we don't even know how vast the damage is yet.
And do we think it was manufactured?
So let's get into that too, because
I love it. Yeah.
People are saying that before it actually hit Galveston in that area, it was charged. The storm was actually charged. Now, I'm not a meteorologist and I'm not an expert in this kind of stuff, but people actually said that they can prove, and there's videos out there, that the storm was supercharged before it hit land. And then once it stalled in Houston, over Houston, people said that there's these moisture machines that were fanning moisture into the clouds.
Literal machines?
Cloud seeding to water vapor to, there's videos online that you can check out of people's claims of this.
Wow. Right, and I can vouch for that because then I would have to put my tinfoil hat on. But I certainly would not put it past them to do that because it sure did stall for a long time, and we've not seen flooding like that for a very long time.
No.
Definitely a possibility. We've heard it out of, you know, experts' mouths that things like this can be done. We would be foolish to think that it couldn't be done. And now another superstorm is about to hit as well. And at the same time, since all of that water is being sucked out of the rest of the world to produce these superstorms, there's fires in other parts of the world. And so it makes sense to me that some manufacturing is going on.
Yeah,
I have to agree with you on that. I do believe that what we're seeing is in large part engineered. You know, you've got people talk about climate change, where I would rather talk about geoengineering, and I think that's where we're at with this.
Now, there's an argument on either side of that for the weather manipulation, but a lot of people also say that it's God's judgment, that God's trying to get the attention of people, and we understand both arguments, and we know how, you know, the spiritual forces of the Lord versus the spiritual forces of darkness can work through man and what some will call natural disasters. And we talked to Randall Terry today, and he's going to be on the Hagman Daily Show with us tomorrow. He's going to talk about how, you know, that these are judgments from God just as much as they are anything else. And I think that's something that gets overlooked sometimes when we talk about these types of events.
The spiritual,
but there's a lot going on right now. There's actually, Holly Deo sent us an email. There's an X9 solar flare that happened today that apparently is Earth directed, and people are worried about that. But at a time when, you know, you have these hurricanes, you have these forest fires going on, you know, you have more fires in LA than in history, and on the West Coast there's so many fires ongoing, and now you have this solar flare and droughts. So people are wondering, and with the eclipse and the September 23rd planetary alignment, people are wondering, you know, what's going on? Is this the end of the world? It seems like we go through these cycles every few years where you get this convergence of events and everybody's wondering if it's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely in the...
Or just another Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's pretty interesting that you're saying all this, and I don't know, to be honest with you, God, if it's God's judgments or if this is man-made stuff, but I do know that God can use man-made stuff to judge, you know. So also, we've done some research on what's called Project Bluebeam, and maybe you've heard of that before.
Sure. Yep.
So there could be an event where people are going to get duped to thinking that there's the it's the return of Christ, and, yeah. and it's not going to be. So we are living in a very exciting yet dangerous time, perhaps the most dangerous time in history, and perhaps the most exciting time in history. So, you know, get your popcorn, because this is going to play out.
Yeah, indeed. It is playing out as we speak, and I was speaking with Steve Quayle earlier today, and, you know, it's... our heads are spinning at how rapid things are taking place. It's just, you know, and we knew this was coming, yet the events like this were coming, yet it's just astounding to see. We've got about a minute before we've got to cut you loose for the top of the hour. And I just want to say you've been so gracious with your time and so gracious to appear with us. And I want to thank you for that. So I'm going to turn the last minute over to both of you. The floor is yours.
Oh boy.
Well, personally, I just wanted to thank you for having us on your show. This, and thank you for what you do, getting out the truth, fighting evil and corruption. And also want to end me personally by saying that we are believers in God, and we believe in Jesus Christ. So I say all that do believe in Christ, stay close to God right now. Get on your knees every day and pray. I'm sorry if I did a little Bible thumping there, but that's just how I feel personally.
Yeah. Don't apologize, Angie. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for having us on. You're the first time we got to have an interview. Yay!
Yeah.
I love it. Boy, you guys are so gracious, so kind, and very informative. You have a great show, great website, great information. Would you come back on?
Absolutely. We'd love to. Thanks
All
for
right.
having
me. All right. Folks, that was Jim and Angie. Website, Victoris Liber, yeah, Liber, Libertas. Victoris Libertas. See, I don't do this for a living, folks. I gotta tell ya, what great people they are. Up next, Pastor David Langford for the usual Wednesday, current events from a biblical perspective. Can't wait for that. Joe.
It's, we'll be right back.
Yeah, all right.
3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God particle before CERN actually discovered the God particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.